We've been playing this game for a few weeks now, so we thought it was time to have audiograph producer Julie Kane give us a sense of how her project works. So, Julie, what is the core principle of audiograph?
Well, audiograph is really about listening, and it's also about where we live. So I started thinking about it because as a reporter, I say the words Bay Area 6 or 7 times a day. But when I say those words, I'm talking about San Francisco and Oakland pretty much. And really, the Bay Area is this huge region, 9 counties in the Bay Area, and most people who live here cannot name all 9 counties. And I just thought, you know, we're all from so many different places. We all live in this region together, and sound is this great way to start connecting the dots and talking about where we live and what the stories are here.
So tell me more about why you chose sound as a medium.
You know, sound is really primary. One of the things I love thinking about is we can hear before we're born. We recognize our parents' voices immediately when we're born. And it's just this very primary experience, but it's also kind of hidden to us because we're such a visual culture. And it's also a way that we can really get led into stories by talking about what is surrounding us all the time.
So all of these audiograph sounds, people have heard them on KALW. Are they leading you to stories then?
They're absolutely leading me to stories. And it's kind of an interesting thing. I was just up in Napa County and I was talking to these women who had lived there all their lives. And I was saying, you know, what's the sound of where you live? And they're like, it doesn't sound like anything. This is the country. It's super quiet. And so I said, you know, at my house at night, I always hear a freight train whistle. And I'm really curious, like, what is that? What's it carrying? Where is it going? I want to know more about that. And you know, I said, like, what if I blindfold you? How would you know you were home? What would you hear that would tell you? And they said, oh, actually, in the winter, it always sounds like helicopters outside our windows. And it's not really helicopters. It's these big fans that heat the grapevines all winter long. So they told me something that they hear all the time that told me a story about what happens up there that takes me into being able to talk about part of the Bay Area and what goes on.
And you also kind of taught them how to be attentive listeners. These are sounds that are just taken for granted in their everyday life, but now they can identify them.
I mean, it really made a light bulb go off. It was great. You know, it was a really great experience for them and me. And one of the things Bernie Krause says is, you know, there's this phrase, a picture is worth 1,000 words. And he says, a soundscape is worth 1,000 pictures. And I really like thinking about that.
And so you're using sounds to tell both big stories and small stories, right?
Right. So most people, I would think, have heard this game, this audiograph game, where we're playing you kind of a mystery sound and then we give you an answer. But we're also using it to tell bigger, more sort of documentary style stories about the life in each of the 9 counties. And at the end of the project, we'll make a nice long documentary piece that really links together a lot of the stories that we're collecting and gives you a really nice sound portrait of the Bay Area.
And you said most people can't identify the 9 counties. Can I try?
Please.
Okay. Alameda, San Francisco, Santa Clara, Marin, Contra Costa, San Mateo. There's 3 more?
3 more. 3 more.
San Joaquin is not Bay Area.
No. I'll give you a hint. I'll give you a hint. We just talked about one. I just mentioned one.
Sonoma.
Yep.
I'm totally stuck.
Napa.
Napa is a county.
Yep.
Okay. And what's the last one?
Solano.
Solano County.
Solano is the one that no one can get. Solano is the mystery county. But you did great. Most people can't do that.
I always thought Napa was part of Sonoma, maybe, in my head. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, so that brings us to this week's sound.
Right. So all week long, we've been playing you this audiograph sound.
Everything that comprises this sonic environment, you'll be surprised because it's very complex.
And we asked you what you think it is and where in the Bay Area it's from. This week, KALW's Ashley Ann Krigbaum and Maya DePaula Haneke bring us the answer.
I'm Peter Richards, and we're at the Weyborgen, which is located on the end of the jetty that forms the Marina Yacht Harbor.
Richards is an artist, and the Wave Organ is his creation, a sculpture he built between Fort Mason and Crissy Field.
We can see downtown San Francisco, and we know how dense and frenetic that can be, but we're not there. But on the other hand, we can hear that boat going by there, and that's a whole nother world, you know, and we're not there either, but we're a part of it.
You won't find it if you're not looking for it. It feels like the middle of nowhere. You have to enter the yacht club parking lot, drive all the way to the end. Then there's a trail to walk, so plan on ditching your car.
It really is this edge between the built and the natural environment. Interesting things happen on the edge of anything.
When you first see the Wave Organ, it looks like a prehistoric site, as if Stonehenge toppled over. But it's not creepy. It's almost soothing, a place that invites you to listen. There are benches built into the stones, surrounded by curved concrete pipes that reach up like tentacles, carrying the sound.
It's almost like a Greek mythical experience, you know, of listening to the songs of the sirens or something that are coming through these strange-looking orifices.
Those orifices are the tops of the concrete pipes. They're how the Wave Organ amplifies the sounds of the bay. Richards was the director of art programs at the Exploratorium for 27 years and is still an artist in residence. One day, while he was explaining how sound works to someone at the museum, he had an idea, and he wanted to test it out on the ocean.
That day, I brought a piece of PVC pipe out here and stuck it in the water, and sure enough, it was there. You were just waiting for somebody to come along and grab it. And that's what I did.
What he grabbed through that PVC pipe was the voice of the ocean. Hearing it made him want to build a sound garden, a way to share the experience. But he couldn't do it alone. So he found a stonemason, a man named George Gonzalez, to help him.
He was in charge of the stonework, and I was in charge of the plumbing, so to speak.
Together, they had to learn how to play the sea, like a musical instrument.
And it was a matter of trial and error, of putting in pipes and letting the tide come in and see what they sounded like, and until finally we got one that sounded good, and then we'd sort of freeze that shape, and then I would encase it in concrete and put it back in.
The project took 9 months. On its own, the ocean makes a sort of white noise, a mixture of hundreds of different frequencies. But the pipes of the Wave Organ let you hear those frequencies in a new way. Basically, when a wave hits the pipe,
it activates the fundamental frequency of that pipe.
To understand what a fundamental frequency is, Peter told us to think of a wine bottle.
If you just hit the end of the wine bottle, it'll make a thumping sound, right? It'll have a certain note or frequency.
Like this.
And if you fill the wine bottle up by half, you know, the frequency will go up. So it's the same thing. The each pipe is an air column or an air chamber. And when the wave hits into the pipe, it creates a vibration that makes that air column resonate at a certain frequency or sound note.
To hear the sound, you have to get really close to the pipes. Basically, stick your whole ear inside and wait. As the water fills the pipe, there's less air, and that makes the pitch get higher.
It's quite melodic. It's quite beautiful. This energy comes as a result of the relationship between the earth and the sun, which determines the seasons and the weather, and it's also the relationship between the earth and the moon, which affects the tides. So those sort of synchronous relationships determine what you're going to hear at any given time.
high tide is an awesome time to come, because the more water there is in the pipes, the louder the sound is. People find connection there. The wave organ has been the backdrop for weddings, picnics, first dates.
I have this underlying philosophy that if people feel more connected to their surroundings, they'll feel more responsible for it.
Some people might think that they're coming out to this remote place to escape from the world. But coming here isn't an escape. It's just hearing the world in a different way. For Cross Currents, I'm Ashley Ann Krigbaum.